WHCL FM in Clinton, New York. 88.7 FM on your dial, to be specific, and WHCL.org. How's that for a legal ID? Just a couple of minutes off, too. Guys did have fun, didn't they? perhaps you heard that faint raspberry behind Bing, which set him off on those that uncontrollable that spree of laughter. And Salvi, of course, refers to his friend Eddie. Salvatore Massaro, obviously. And a lot of fun stuff there. 1932, were a couple of soldiers, but while they were laughing, the other side got in a few rounds. And yes, that was not issued, by the way. That was the rejected take, as you can probably tell. The issued take is nowhere near as much fun as that. And this is radio again for the second hour of Eddie Lang Rarities from various sources. Toast of New York, a wonderful group of people who preserve music too. It's just great stuff. And Ray Mitchell and a few things from my collection, a few things from the box set. Here's something, though, from the Jazz Oracle, A Gift from the President. It's the Mound City Blue Blowers in 1925, and Eddie is on here. This is If You Never Come Back. And or If You Never Came Back. I'm not sure exactly how I typed this in my haste, but certainly that verb, whatever tense it's in. And I'm tense, but not that tense. Here are the boys, and nice vocal by Red McKenzie, too.
Make a bluebeard feel mighty blue. longer from talking without a muzzle. It's harder to do than a crossword puzzle. Nobody knows what a redhead mama can do.
That's a pretty good set. There are a couple of great things by Irving there, too. That was the last two were Toast to New York items, but that was a trickin' pickin' a chick, chick, chicken today, 1927, and a lot of social commentary in there, and yeah, certainly, and a lot of great Eddie Lang, too. Before that, from 1924, which is an early Eddie Lang recording, as far as I'm concerned, Nobody Knows What a Redhead Mama Can Do. That's the real title, not headed. That's a different record, I think. Nobody Knows What a Redhead Mama Can Do, 1924. Irving Kaufman again, and Eddie Lang in there. Yes, playing whatever instrument he had lying close to hand. That's a special dedication, by the way, because I know what a redheaded mama can do. And it's nothing to complain about at all. Starting with Mount City Blue Blowers, If You Never Came Back, 1925. Yes, this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., for some reason, here on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. And thanks so much for listening tonight. I do appreciate it. Streaming. This playlist is already up on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. And in view of such information, here's more Irvin Kaufman, except he's recording as Noel Taylor. So we'll go with that. 1929 OK-78, which actually I have. A Precious Little Thing Called Love. Yes. It doesn't sound like Irving. Maybe it's some alternate personality or something. Imagine that happening.
I was on my way to Dr. Cupid. I was all upset, I was in doubt. Suddenly, I laughed with glee. There was nothing wrong with me, for I guessed what it was all about. Why does my heart miss a beat at some footsteps on the street? It's a precious little thing called love. Why am I content alone when I know someone will phone? It's a precious little thing called love. I see a day in June, a wedding tune, a honeymoon cruise. Friends I know who will throw some rice and old shoes. What's the one thing makes me say, heaven's just across the way? It's a precious little thing called love.
Yearning for doesn't know me. He won't answer my prayers. If he did, he would show me. And into my cares, nothing I say eases a pain. Day after day, I plead all in vain. If this is love, then I don't want love.
A song you don't hear every day. I've never heard it actually before the past couple of days when I started putting the show together. That's a Johnny Green and Edward Heyman song, and I can only imagine my late friend Al Galadora must have heard that at some point in his association with Johnny Green, because I know he loved Johnny Green. But that's what a song that is. Oh my God, I love that. And that Eddie Lang just kind of jumps out at you at the end there. Very so much of a surprise, almost. 1931. Before that, Kate Smith. Maybe it's love. If this is love, maybe I don't want love. I don't know. 1930, and Kate was trying her best. Kate and Vaughn Elise got into a little row over the title, The First Lady of Radio. It was originally Vaughn Elise's designation. Kate tried to usurp it. And Vaughn DeLeith instituted a successful lawsuit against Kate Smith, the result being that Kate Smith called herself the sweet songbird of the South, and Vaughn DeLeith fell into immediate and irrevocable obscurity and an early death. So, I don't know. Was there a conspiracy there? Who knows? It's just terribly sad because... I won't say too much because I'll probably get letters from people, but I think Vaughn DeLeith was a little better in some ways. Certainly was jazzier in a lot of ways. And no, it wasn't a physical thing. They were about the same size and the same range, although Vaughn had a much greater range. She was like Ema Sumac. What a singer. And Kate could be wholesome. Very much so. Before that, Noel Taylor, which was actually Irving Kaufman, A Precious Little Thing Called Love, 1929. Well, those are my opinions, and they're mine, and they belong to me. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at Hamilton College, in case you're wondering. Yes, beautiful. Snow bedecked, but beautiful indeed. And WHCL.org. And now, here's Lee Morris, 1927. Rosita.
Garden wall, black eyes and a Spanish yawl. My heart beats a wild tattoo. Just being alone with you, Rosita, with your black eyes blazing. Into my eyes gazing with a look divine. Rosita, how long I've been waiting, even hesitating, wondering if you're mine. But now with my arms close about you, I know I will never doubt you. Rosita, my sweet prairie flower, since that last sweet hour, I know that you're mine. Ah, Rosita, with your black eyes blazing, into my eyes gazing, with a look divine. Rosita, how long I've been waiting, even hesitating, wondering if you're mine. But now with my arms close about you, I know I will never doubt you. Ah, Rosita, my sweet prairie flower, since that last sweet hour, I know that you're mine.
Science is ever working, bringing us wonders new, making our burdens lighter, working for me and you. They'll never bring us wonders like two loving lips and arms. Love will go on forever. They'll never change nature's charm. You can take the lights away from Broadway, but the stars above remain. 'Cause you can't take away the things that were made for love. Love, love, love. Radio may give us pretty music, but the birds sing just the same. 'Cause you can't take away the things that were made for love. I know that butterflies and babbling brooks, the flowers and trees, will live on in this world when we're just memories. Till the end of time you'll find those lovers neath the moon in lovers' lay. 'Cause you can't take away the things that were made for love. Can take the lights away from Broadway, but the beautiful stars above will still remain. Oh, you can never take away the things that were made for love. You know just what I'm speaking of. Radio may give us pretty music, but the sweet little bird keeps singing just the same. Oh, you can never take away the things that were made for love. I know that every butterfly and babbling brook, the daffodils and the trees, they will linger on in this world when we're nothing but memories. Till the end of time you'll find each boy and girl making love neath the moon in lover's lane. Oh, you can never take away the things that were made for love.
Doorbell rings. He's never late. He always brings a love. fantastic smile, a heart aglow. He always sings this tale of woe. Oh, who keeps me worried the whole day through? Oh, gee, Jenny, it's you. Who makes me happy, then leaves me blue? Oh, gee, Jenny, it's you. It's not Emmeline, it's not Angeline, it's not Adeline who can make me pine. So why should I tell you? I thought you knew. Oh, gee, Jenny, it's you. Each night at 10, he starts to go. One kiss and then, for an hour or so, he says goodnight. For years it seems, I hear his song in all my dreams. Oh.
Frances King, and that's the female Frances. I should have said that last week because there was some confusion elsewhere. But yeah, Frances, you know, that's her. That's not like with an I; it's with an E. Frances, like, you know, more than one France. Frances King. Gee, Jenny, it's you. 1927, and before that, Sammy Fain. Things Were Made for Love, and Eddie is much in evidence on that. That's from a Velvetone 78 that I have, which. I'm gonna claim everyone I've got here because a lot of them are from the courtesy of Ray Mitchell and suggestions from Will Friedwald of the Toast in New York and the Mosaic box set. So I'm gonna claim every 78 I'm playing, however crunchy it may be. And began with Lee Morse, Rosita. Nice tune that. I'm Eddie Senior. This is Radiola. You're enjoying it, I hope, and I do appreciate you listening tonight. Here's Clarence Williams in his novelty 4 of 1928, and I think Clarence is singing on this. You can't mistake his voice. What you want me to do? Anyway. Thank you.
My heart is light, I'm like a baby. There is no maybe, I know my fate. I never knew what love could do, my heart is reeling. The way I'm feeling is simply great. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love, I could jump over the moon up above. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Haven't a worry, I haven't a care. Feel like a feather that's floating on air. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Soon the church bells will be ringing, and I'll march with Ma and Pa. How those church bells will be ringing, with a hey nanny nanny and a hot cha cha. Hi diddle diddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, oh, what did she say? Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. I could jump over the moon up above. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. I haven't a worry, I haven't a care. Feel like a feather that's floating on air. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Soon the church bells will be ringing, and I'll march with Ma and Pa. How those church bells will be ringing, with a hey nanny nanny and a hot cha cha. Hi diddle diddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, oh, what did she say? Fit as a fiddle and ready for love.
I like that. I really do. That was Paul Small. How did what happened? I think Arden and Oman crept into the studio there for a little bit, but a lot of good music in there, especially Venuti and Lang, and those piano guys were pretty hot too. Before that, we had Venuti and Lang take two of Doing Things from 1928 off of Bluebird, issued I believe in the 40s. Before that, even Clarence Williams and his Novelty Four. Nice record. What You Want Me to Do? I never say that because they usually tell me. 1928. A couple more selections here before we get out of the studio tonight. Here's the Dorsey Dance Orchestra, which was another orchestra, which I didn't write the name of down, but it's a good one. The song can't be beat either. Lovely, lovely tune. The Penthouse Serenade, When We're Alone, 1932. Thank you.
up in the sky, with hinges on chimneys for stars to go by, a sweet slice of heaven for just you and I. When we're alone from all of society, we'll stay aloof and live in propriety there on the roof. To heavenly hermits we will be in truth. When we're alone, we'll see life's mad pattern as we view old Manhattan. Then we can thank our lucky stars that we're living as we are. In our little penthouse we'll always contrive to keep love and romance forever alive, in view of the Hudson just over the drive, when we're alone. Thank you.
That's why I love Eddie Lang. That is why. And I tried to teach myself to play that piece, and I played the tune a little bit, trying to catch a little of his glory. But what a guitar player that man was. Taken from us way, way too early in the game. Just about 30 years old or so. Just, you know, terrible. But that's Eddie. Don't ever go in for a tonsillectomy. Get a second opinion. And before that, the Dorsey Dance Orchestra, When We're Alone, 1932, Penthouse Serenade. Next week, I believe, Radiola will not be available. I think we'll have somebody, either something involving a puck or a round ball, but it won't be me. So you'll have sports to occupy your time on this station. But this has been fun for 2 weeks doing this tribute, and I want to thank Mr. Ray Mitchell of the UK and Mr. Will Friedwald of Toast of New York for his suggestions, and fortunately I happen to have the files on his list, and I made a selection as best I could, and all of you for listening and for streaming on your computers and listening on your radios. I do appreciate that, and this is why I'm here. And I'm Andy Senior, as I said before, and this is Radiola. Next week you will get Hamline College Sports. Nothing wrong there. That's why the station is here too. So let's finish up with the Pond Sisters from 1932, an alternate take. My goodnight song, A Million Dreams.
After the day of worry and hurry is through, night brings a time for dreaming, and dreaming brings you a million dreams. The world is dreaming, dreaming a million dreams. While stars are beaming, so many dreams that never come true. Still I believe in my dreams of you a million times. The moon above me has seemed to say, someday you'd love me. I'm only dreaming. Let me keep on dreaming. Dreaming a million dreams of you.
This is WHCL, Clinton, New York, and WHCL.org, 88.7 FM, broadcasting from the Bristol Center at Hamline College.